Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are some things your body just can't handle.
Okay.
You were born with this, and being around these certain things can cause all sorts of weird reactions, from mild discomfort all the way to death.
Oh, my God.
Yet!
Terrible.
Yet, when someone has a strange allergy,
yeah,
there are always people that want to call them a liar, maybe even test to see if they're telling the truth. And the story we have in front of us has to be the strangest allergy anyone has ever heard of.
So it's extremely rare.
I would think so.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Story of the New York Post profiles a 34-year-old woman named Allison. And she is a normal woman,
okay,
right? With an abnormal allergy.
Oh.
She is allergic to batch.
I thought all women were.
I've heard of this before.
Based on the reaction when they see it. So what does it do to her?
For whatever reason.
Did she make a weird face? Like,
well, no, again, that's every woman's reaction. So you've heard of this before?
Yes.
Did you know anybody that's had a batch allergy?
Why do I feel like I did?
And somebody would have to tell you that they had it.
Well, no, and it was something where she was just discovering that that's what it was. I think she thought...
How much of it you getting, man?
No.
No, it's not a batch overdose. It's a batch
so
allergy.
I think
those riot hoses
was...
of batch? Like you're in Argentina trying to overthrow the government?
That would stop the protesters.
Oh, it sure would.
Batch hose?
Yes.
No, 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 no. Batch hose! Greatest show in America.
Yep, yep, yep. No, I think she was trying to figure out like if there was like something wrong medically with her. Like, she didn't know that that's what was causing the irritation, I guess.
But what was irritating her? Like her cooch or her face or what?
Yeah.
So this will...
But I'm serious.
No, like where everyone would
like,
end up.
You know, like where you, like she was like, is it like some sort of STD? You know what I mean? Like
ooh.
She couldn't figure out why.
Like a rash?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this
why
woman,
it was happening.
I'm sorry. This woman in the New York Post, 34-year-old Allison, says that she's, it makes sex, and I quote, excruciating and an uncomfortable experience. She said she discovered it a decade ago. It's been diagnosed by a doctor. It's totally legit. Yet very few people believe her when she tells them.
So the symptoms are like a rash.
She just says it makes sex excruciating and uncomfortable. She also says she's allergic to condoms. She's got a latex allergy.
That I've heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that.
No, I've heard that.
No, yeah, I've had that. Yeah. Sorry.
So she's got the rashy coochie.
The rashy coochie.
Yeah.
Was my favorite charro dancer back in the day. That one was just for us.
Again, like, I guess I didn't think this was that uncommon where they would do, like, a big story about it.
I've never heard of this before.
But it's mostly on her vagina?
Whatever comes into contact with it.
Well, I'm saying, does it hurt her hands if she's doing that?
I would think it's, like, a skin thing.
But does it affect her mouth if she's doing that?
No woman has ever found out. Now, she says, this woman says, despite having this batch allergy that was legitimately diagnosed by a doctor... every time she tells a man that she has it, that she's getting like close with, they think she's trying to get out of doing
it
stuff.
It just sounds like jive, man.
Okay, well, yeah, why would she lie?
Maybe she just doesn't want to do it with you. She doesn't want to hurt your feelings. Like, I'm really into you, man, but I'm just allergic to bats.
She put her face in the New York Post.
She did?
Yes, she did. Her face was
there.
Man,
that's ballsy.
Well, you bring that
to.
Up. They actually don't know how many people suffer from this because it's an embarrassing thing to talk. It says healthcare providers believe that many people are uncomfortable sharing their symptoms, so the estimate is probably higher.
Man, how miserable would that be? Like, you know, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you want them to feel good. You want to feel good, right? And you don't want to be embarrassed yourself, like you said.
Yeah.
So, Kimmy, you're right. There are people that have this that just don't tell their partner and just deal with it.
They have it. They don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
You don't want to go to the doctor, though, if it was that bad.
But I can understand, though, maybe if it's something that's not so severe and it went away, that maybe you just think, like, oh, you know, I could see people brushing it under the rug and not wanting to talk about it.
But you could have, you can have other, if that was bad down there like that. You could do other forms of sex.
Well, no, but if she is allergic to bats, I would assume that any part of her body that touches it, she's right.
Well, I'm just thinking like the vagina is probably the skin is very thin and sensitive, where other areas would be more acceptable.
Even thinner there, I think. I think.
Why would it be thinner? I would think that's rougher.
Maybe for you.
I'm just thinking.
A callus built up over years.
I mean, what it does. I mean, I would say maybe a little, you know, around the corner action.
That would be your solution? Like, this woman shares this information, which she's probably embarrassed about.
She's probably allergic, and she's telling you she's allergic to it, so let's...
But, I mean, let's try the other side.
Why would she want to take a chance on something being even more painful?
And
not
it would be
knowing.
Painful in functional ways that she would need later.
Oh, let's take a shot.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about a story in the New York Post. A 34-year-old woman named Allison has a batch allergy. She's allergic to batch. She says it makes sex excruciating and uncomfortable. It was diagnosed by a doctor. She discovered it a decade ago, yet nobody believes her when she tells them. And guys she gets close with think, she says, that she's trying to get out of doing stuff with them.
I mean, how can you be? So you can't be intimate.
I mean,
it's painful,
I mean, yes,
you don't. So she can't have sex.
Stand across the room and I'll dance for you.
Right.
Like I'm a robber baron from the 1800s.
Yeah. But what's that doing for her?
She likes to dance.
All right.
All she wants to do is dance.
But I guess if she's not allergic to condoms, that's a solution.
No, she is allergic to
condoms. No, this one, yes. But I'm saying like if somebody else had this and wasn't allergic to condoms.
All right, let me ask you this question. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What is the strangest allergy you have? Kimmy, what is your strangest allergy?
I don't think I have any. Oh, I am allergic to sulfa, which is in medications.
What is sulfa?
I took this medication once and broke it out into hives, and I guess it's in a lot
still
of.
There.
You don't even know what it is.
Why would you argue back with it?
I don't know.
It's a joke.
Your jokes stink today, is what I heard.
That's twice now.
I didn't realize it. A doctor basically looked at the ingredients and was like, it's probably this that you're breaking out into hives.
No
and
kidding.
That's so yeah, now I have to put that on like every time I'm prescribed something, I have to let the doctor know.
What's your weirdest allergy?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
God has been trying to kill you from the moment you were born. You were allergic to penicillin.
So did you learn that the hard way?
So I had pneumonia as a kid and they gave me penicillin and I broke out like all over and like these blotchy red spots.
Okay. Didn't you have gonorrhea?
Yes.
How did you treat that?
Antibiotics.
Oh. Isn't a penicillin? Okay, so it's a different.
So I can take an antibiotic. I can't take like straight up old school penicillin.
Okay, gotcha. Is penicillin an antibiotic?
I think it is. Okay. Well, it cures infection.
Yeah.
So that's like the GIs, like World War II, it was, you know, all morphine and penicillin. That was just for the ladies.
Because, those are two allergies that aren't the most common, right? Sulfa and penicillin. The less common your allergy, the more people think that you are trying to get out of doing stuff. For example, I am allergic to horses, and I'm allergic to Christmas trees. And for the first few years of my relationship, my wife was convinced I was lying to get out of two activities I didn't want to do. And I had to get on a horse and start sneezing and snotting to prove to my wife this is how my body reacted. And this is a woman who works in medicine.
Yeah,
she is a doctor.
And she questioned it.
It's very strange, Tommy, how angry people will get at someone else for having certain allergies. Mm-hmm. A number one, peanut allergy.
Yeah.
It's a fairly common one.
Because then you can't be around peanuts.
Yeah.
Right? Airplanes in the house.
There are some people that just the peanut dust will cause them to
go
in.
So it makes everybody else's life suck because you can't enjoy a peanut butter or a nut.
But it's not like the kid chose to have a peanut allergy.
I know.
Like,
but those are two of the most delicious foods for a kid.
Yeah.
And you can't be around it. Like if you had a sibling that had it, I'd be pissed.
So I worked with a kid once who he had such a severe peanut allergy that he couldn't be in the room if somebody opened like peanut butter he just could. Sorry, I was on the phone.
So could they go into a grocery store?
Oh, good question.
Don't know. I think it would be a little tough. Well, I guess like all the food sealed unless you're cooking stuff, doing stuff,
restaurants.
Every Chinese dish has like peanuts.
I do feel bad if somebody has a peanut allergy because. That has to suck.
No, because you'll also be, the flight, we're switching to pretzels. Peanut. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The weirdest allergy you have, talking about this 34-year-old woman in the New York Post, she's got a batch allergy. Mm. Let's talk to Skyler. Hey, Skyler, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, guys. This is funny stuff, but my buddy's sister, she claimed that she was allergic to bubbles, so that way she didn't have to do the dishes and the laundry.
Was it legit or she was full of crap?
I don't know. This was years ago.
So like detergent.
There's a difference between detergent and bubbles because you could have just said
detergent. Yeah, how can you be allergic to bubbles? Yeah.
That's just the funniest thing I've heard.
Skyler, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Bubble allergy.
I don't think it's uncommon, though, to be allergic to certain soaps. I know people that have to like shower with a really mild soap because of irritation to their skin.
Perfumes have died.
Yeah.
I'm that.
You're allergic to it, or you just
don't get rashes.
Oh my god, man!
Yeah,
you have the weakest immune. You know, for a guy that talks a lot of
junk.
So how about this? My first wife, allergic to chocolate.
Ooh.
She loved it, but her face would go numb.
Yeah, that sucks.
No kidding.
Yeah, my second wife was allergic to like shrimp and shellfish.
Okay,
but it came over time, and then she couldn't even be near the beach.
Yeah, because
like salt water.
You've told the story before.
I took my second wife to the beach. She went into shock.
No kidding.
And we had to get the paramedics on the beach.
Well, no, it's the moment she realized she married Tommy Mulet.
So is it just breathing in like the
salty air?
Oh, my God.
So she's on the ground. These paramedics come on those like four-wheelers, right? And they're all talking and they go, is she allergic to anything? And I explained it all to the woman. And she looked at me and she goes, and you took her to the beach?
I guess I wouldn't think that goes hand in hand, though.
I didn't either. They had her on the stretcher, taking her off the beach, like Baywatch, but like a bad episode where nobody's good looking. Baywatch, busted.
Busted. I would watch Busted Baywatch.
It's on channel 343.
252-WCMF. We're talking about your weirdest allergy. Scott, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Yeah, I had a doctor friend of mine, and this was years ago before the EpiPen. And he loved seafood, so when he'd go for lobster, he would bring his own syringe with him just in case he had a syringe.
Shoot up and then eat it, knowing he's allergic.
Loved it that much. Wow.
Right?
Wait, but was he allergic enough to have died?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I think our throat and stuff seals up.
No, his esophagus could close up and he could, suffocate.
All right, there are foods I love.
Yeah, I don't love anything that much.
Thank you. I'm going to risk meeting my maker. No. Yeah, dear Lord, man. Scotty, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good
day. Eat that lobster like you're in the Stones in 1976.
Are there allergies that can end relationships?
I think that batch one would be number one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're right. But here's the thing. Pass the batch, because that is a rare one. If you're really into something that your partner can't do, can't eat.
It would affect?
Excuse me, it can't be around. It's going to put a dent in your happiness.
Yeah.
Like, the point you made with the batch thing. Mm. How do you make intimacy work? Because it sounds
You'd have to be creative, to my point earlier, in your intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, okay.
Many ways to make love, Patrick.
Don't. Like, why do I get the feeling that yours is just like, over, oh. I'll go fast, I'll go slow. Many ways to make love. Fast and slow. And slow is just slightly slower fast.
I mean, there are many areas of the body that can be intimate.
Okay. That being the most extreme. Mm. Like, let's say you have a cat or a dog that you love. You've raised like a child.
Yeah.
And this person that comes into your life is allergic.
Yeah, that's tough.
Can you make that work?
You have to get rid of the pooch.
Okay, but you've raised this pooch. I mean, Kimmy, you love your dog like a child. You call yourself a fur mom.
Yeah.
Which is sad. If you had that dog, mm-hmm. met your husband, and your husband was allergic...
Oh, like if this was early on in a relationship?
Right, you just met him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that would affect my dating life for sure.
So you say you would pass on the man you eventually
married. If
somebody
told me they didn't like dogs, I think that that would affect me moving forward with that person.
But not liking dogs is a personality flaw in your eyes. This
It's not a personality flaw. It's just I love dogs. I'm always going to have a dog.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you don't...
If you're
against it, then I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, I know there are people that like take Benadryl on a daily basis.
But that's kind of miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you could just get rid of the dog, or be away from a dog, and not have to take that pill every day. Because I don't know what taking a pill every day does long term to your body.
Sure, but there are people that would look at that as saying, get rid of my child. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do it. Like you. You call yourself a fur dad. Mm-hmm. You bitch-ass bitch.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Josh. Hey, Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yo.
Hey, so my brother is allergic to cold weather.
What?
If it's too cold, he breaks out and hives.
No. That's a thing?
Yeah. Cold weather.
Yeah.
And he lives here.
Yep. And he lives here. He plowed snow last year. That's how we found out.
So how does that... Is it something that came on later in his life?
Yeah, he was lactose intolerant, and then that went away, and now he breaks out and hives when it gets too cold.
Well, but at least he gets ice cream in the heat.
There's a name for it. It's called cold urticaria.
It says it's
a skin condition to cold that appears within minutes after cold exposure.
Maybe that's what you got, Tommy. You bitch. I don't hate the cold.
I hate the cold.
And your face looks that way. That could be a reaction. Josh, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Holy crap.
So you know when I went to that fancy military school?
Yeah.
We had a lot of kids from all over, right? Mm-hmm. So we had this one kid from South America, and he was a complete zithead. Right?
For God's sakes.
Hold on. Hey, by the way, rich South American. Don't feel too bad for what God knows what his father was into, okay?
You're going to try and make it better with... Go ahead.
So every time he would go home, his zits cleared up. Every time he came back, he broke out again.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it was something in the air or something living in Atlanta compared to like living in like... I don't know where he was from, like Argentina or Brazil.
What the hell could it have been in Atlanta?
I don't know, but I'm talking bad.
Really?
Yeah. It was amazing to watch, though. It was like a chia zit. Worst toy of all time. Chia zit.
Do you want to go home and like try again tomorrow? I know you're trying. I respect the effort. I do. Nobody bats a thousand.
Come on, man. Where else are you going to hear chia zit?
Nobody's going to hear that.
With a lingo.
At least nobody's going to hear the second time because everyone has turned off their radio. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right.
What?
You said the batch allergy would be one that you wouldn't want your partner to
have. Well, it would affect a relationship because you can't be intimate.
This is a worse allergy for you, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
I promise. Kyle's on CMF. What's up, Kyle?
Yeah, so I'd recently found out... All the doctors believe that I'm allergic to alcohol.
My brother's business partner had the same problem.
No kidding.
And was an alcoholic and never stopped.
Hey,
to the point like he like broke out all over.
Yeah.
Kyle, what happens when you drink alcohol?
So I get like flu-like symptoms. Like it's almost you almost get like alcoholic symptoms that like people get from withdrawal.
Yeah.
I get them when I drink.
But it's good. It keeps you away from alcohol.
Well, does it?
Yeah, after getting sick, like, the fourth time, you know, getting, like, nauseous and wanting to throw up and whatnot, it's like, yep, I think I'm good.
So did that come out of nowhere, or is that something you always had?
No, it came out of nowhere, and I obviously drank in college and backed off when I got older, but it all of a sudden just kind of onset after getting, like, a cold from the kids.
No kidding.
So can you drink the non-alcoholic stuff and you're all right?
That's the only thing I haven't tried yet, and again, it's just because I don't want to get sick. So,
well, bro, there's
really
a ton of those options out there now. Like everybody makes an NA,
but it still has a trace amount of alcohol in
it. Yeah, but maybe it's so low it doesn't bother.
Why would you encourage him to try something that makes him
because,
feel terrible?
Because I mean, so you can be a social that weirdo not drinking when you're out.
It is extremely tough to go like for work, go out to a bar, and like can I just get a water or can I just get an iced tea? It really sucks, like that part.
Try an NA.
All right, Kyle, I'm sorry, buddy. Well, don't try an NA. Make sure somebody's there with an EpiPen.
Oh, it's, yeah, take a sip and see what happens.
Stab right in the neck. Kyle, thanks for the call, buddy.
That would be horrible.
All right, let me ask you
that would be the worst.
All right, you got to have one or the other.
All right. Choose your allergy.
You got it. Well, okay.
Worst game show ever.
Your lady has a batch allergy or you have an alcohol allergy? Which one?
Because you can find another old lady.
You kidding me?
Because you'll never find a friend like alcohol.
Are you kidding me?
I think I would, if I...
All right, no, I'll put it this way.
Wait, like deep in a relationship or
I'll
just start
like
meeting?
In a hypothetical situation, right. The woman you're married to develops a batch allergy or you develop an alcohol allergy. Which one?
Oh, you got to, well, of course, you got to drop the alcohol.
No, not necessarily because you just said you could find another old lady.
If you're in, you're in. You can't.
Situation. I don't want to get somebody to get mad, so I'm going to say alcohol because I'm a scared ass of my wife, little bitch ass bitch. Bitch.
Man, that would blow, though.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to break out in hives.
Yeah, right.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF. Man, how common is this allergy in Rochester? Jeremy's got the last word. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
So I heard you had another caller that said his brother or something had an allergy to the cold. My daughter has the same exact thing.
So how did you figure that out?
So she was outside playing one day, and she just came in with all these hives all over her. We're trying to figure out what the heck happened because she does have peanut allergy as well.
Okay. Somebody dug up a bunch of peanuts in the backyard. We got a peanut farm. We didn't even know it.
No, we just thought, you know, maybe she ate something before she went outside and, you know, started breaking out. And then we brought it up to the doctor, and the doctor said, no, it's actually a thing, and she's allergic to the cold.
And she's got the peanut allergy.
Just break out in hives.
This poor kid.
Well, bro, if she eats peanut ice cream, forget about it.
No
kidding. Forget about it.
Jeremy, but it's good that you figured it out that early because there's lots of people that have allergies that go through, you know, years of testing. Before they figure it out.
What do you do with the cold, though, living up here?
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you do, Jeremy?
Well, she's looking to move out of state as soon as she graduates from college anyway. Move down south.
Okay, so. But like when she was growing up, like do you have to like super bundle her up? How does that work?
Yeah, so we would bundle her up really good, and then we would also take those hot hands.
Oh, yeah.
Those little chemical warmer things, and we would put them, we bought her a special pair of gloves that those actually slide into and zip up, so that would at least keep, you know, her blood circulating a little bit warmer, and then just put them in a couple key places on her body where, you know, you have major arteries that come to the surface so that at least her blood would stay warmer and she could stay out and enjoy the winter a little bit more.
Poor kid. No peanut butter cups and no snow.
She gets to move to South Florida.
Yeah, it's true. Jeremy,
I'm sorry. Guys, have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thanks for the call. My favorite calls are when the caller gets bored with us first. Oh, I'm going to go now, guys. Yeah. I'm out of here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Burnout for the American worker is a serious problem.
Sure.
So much so that folks during the pandemic, during the Great Resignation, were willing to take less money for a better work-life balance.
Yeah.
But it turns out there's one group of people who don't see it that way.
Who's that?
Because if you ask your boss, not only is this not a problem, everything's fantastic.
Of course.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF, a new poll of management across America, discovered that only 1 in 10 American bosses believe their employees are burnt out.
Of course, because he's a prick ass.
A prick ass?
All bosses be prick ass.
No, that's not true. There are good bosses.
Yeah, there's 1 out of 10 who ain't a prick ass.
It's one thing to be, as you called it, a prick ass. It's another to be completely oblivious to the struggles that your employees are going through. Like, think about that. Like, I mean, you could be a hard ass and realize there's an issue at work. 90% of American management doesn't believe that folks are burning themselves out at their job right now?
Because it's arrogance, right? They think, like, why would you? Well, I'm a great boss. I've created this beautiful environment for you to prosper.
Well, I also think it doesn't help that I wonder how many bosses manage people in a place where they were once that employee. I don't know how common that is.
So you're saying they don't understand what that worker is going through because they've never had that job.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe they've had a job like that, but they didn't come up through that company or that business. So, you know, they think they understand the job, and maybe they don't really have a full grasp on it because they were just hired as a boss.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, if we only had the number that 1 in 10 American bosses don't believe their employees are burnout, or do believe, I'm sorry, 90% of American bosses don't believe their employees are burnout, that would be okay. What makes it worse, in the same poll, almost 90% of American management said that their employees are thriving. Not only are they not burnout, they are thriving every day coming to work.
They love it.
Yes.
Can't wait to get in.
See, how do they know that?
They don't get into that, Kimmy. We just have the numbers in front of us. It doesn't make sense that there's so much disconnect here.
Yeah, but if you are an arrogant boss,
okay,
and everybody below you is kissing your ass.
Ah, there, that might be the problem.
You may never know.
You're right.
Because everybody's just two thumbs up, man.
Well, and everybody wants to look good in front of the boss.
Right,
when
so
the
you're
boss
not getting
in the
good
room,
information. Like, you're getting jived.
Yeah, all right.
You're not looking as miserable.
So you're saying it's our fault for not being honest with the management that we have.
But you can't. Because who's going to step up and do that move and get crushed?
Are there people that have done it? 252-WCMF?
Yeah, they're no longer here.
They died.
I think that there are some bosses that do a better job of keeping an open line of communication.
Okay.
Maybe like there are some bosses where people do feel like they can maybe be a little bit more honest with them. I don't know how. I feel like that's rare, though.
I mean, 1 in 10 rare? It's that rare? Like, look, I'm with you that the majority of bosses can be pricks, right? But I didn't think it was only 1 in 10 American managers understood what was actually going on with the people working under them. So they get into talking to the employees, you know, American employees.
Yeah.
The biggest reasons for burnout right now, and they give 3 main reasons. 1, the constant changes at your job.
All right.
2, too much busy work.
Right.
And 3, high turnover. And that last one, you would think, even if these people are kissing the boss's ass, would be a massive red flag to those managers.
Yeah.
Because if there's a high turnover rate, kind of tells me people don't want to work here.
Yeah, they're walking.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you not look at that? Especially during, you know, right after COVID, when everyone was moving jobs around to go, wait, we got
to find better stuff to do.
Exactly. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Hello, Duffy. So when I worked at Amazon, I told my boss and the higher-ups everything I felt about them.
In that voice?
What would that sound like?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. This place sucks, man. I'm tired of picking up your goddamn box. You got a bad bag.
Tommy? Have you ever... Why do I call this show if Tommy's just going to
do it? I don't know.
Shut up, Tommy. So I was the one that fixed all the delivery issues with the driver. So, Tommy, you get your...
This is, why you're in trouble,
Austin. You curse with that voice, Austin?
I'm mad at Tommy with that voice. Anyway, I would tell Amazon how I felt, and they would not do anything about it. Like, I would be honest with them. I'd take the fall, and Amazon would not do crap about it.
Wait, Global Institution wouldn't take your suggestions?
Well, that's the problem, right? It depends on the type.
Hi, Mr. Bezos. I'm tired. Stupid rocket ship should be managing me.
It depends on the type of business. You're right, Austin. I mean, Amazon just churns through employees, right. You know, wherever they
They're
are.
A massive
they
have, business.
And they'll hire people. You know, they had that hiring event out in Gates where you didn't even need a resume. They would show up and just be like, you're hired, right? I would
That's
think.
Part of the problem. Like, we hire anybody off the streets. Anybody that. People that can barely breathe, people Tommy's age, and they don't last more than a month.
But, I mean, you would think in a more intimate place to work, which is most people.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You know
businesses.
Your boss, that you would be able to have that conversation. But again, 1 in 10 tells us no. Where do you work now, Austin?
I deliver auto parts out of Webster.
Can you have this conversation with your boss if you felt this way? Do you feel like you could?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on, Mr. Napa. You don't know as much as you think you know, Mr. Napa. Would you Napa know how?
It's not Napa. I'm telling you, shut up. Probably shove a banana somewhere.
Austin, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Not Napa, man.
He dropped the F-bomb because you made fun of his voice.
The worst part is like himself. The worst part is once the F-bomb comes, like Tommy just turns up the dial.
100%.
I'm like, all right, now this conversation's going nowhere.
Do not give this man an inch, ladies and gentlemen. So we've told you that 1 in 10 American bosses.
Yeah.
Only 1 in 10 American bosses think their employees are burnout.
Mm.
We told you the number that it actually is way higher. We told you that 90% of American management believes their workers are not just not burnout, they think they're thriving.
Mm.
The funniest part of all of this, in the same study, 6 in 10 bosses say they themselves are burnout.
They're burnout.
Hand to God. It says here, over 50% of American management says despite the fact they think their employees are thriving, they are having a hard time.
Because they're just doing so much, sitting up in that office counting money all day.
They're non-working hands, no calluses, pretty fluffy fingers.
You're getting money all your life.
That's right. Well, I don't know, man. Like, I guess you can make the argument if you're in that position. I have all the responsibilities. Like your dad said when he owned that business.
Yes. Yes. He said the guy gets to go home. I had to worry day and night.
Yeah.
I own the place.
Well, he was having hula hoop contests and weighing secretaries.
Drunk.
For money.
Drunk. All of it drunk.
252 WCMF. We'll take one more call. Ben's got the last word. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good, good to hear from you, buddy.
What's up? So I feel like my boss that I have now, and I also deliver parts just like Austin does. And I mean,
big in the parts game. This show.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, half the time, some of the customers that I deal with are worse than dealing with a boss or anything like that. But,
because they don't understand you when you're delivering that stuff.
What does that sound like? I ordered a muffler. Is this
not a know how. This is just sucks. Have you.
Tommy, you couldn't tell what a muffler was, remember? Because you tried to correct Hope about her car the other week.
Oh, checkmate, buddy.
And you don't even know what it is.
Checkmate. But you're
saying, one other thing. Yeah. I was just saying, Austin, I know he's listening. I've dealt with their crap for like 5 years. Don't let it bother you. They're just idiots, especially Tommy.
There you go. There's Ben offering a ray of hope.
What would a conversation between Ben and Austin sound like?
Hey, Ben, can you help me out?
Not Napa! Ben, you were going to say something else before we let you go, buddy. I'm sorry.
No, I was good. I'm
good. All right, great, Ben. Great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There it goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.